The Resilient Job Market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 38 points or 0.25% at 14,335. The NASDAQ up 0.1%. S&P 500 also up 0.1%. The Dow is still in record territory, and that comes on the heels this morning of a strong jobs number. The Labor Department said this morning that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to a five-year low. For more, we're joined live from Chicago by Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so Adolfo, I know we've got the big jobs report, the monthly report coming out from the Labor Department tomorrow. What do you sense right now about the job market in the United States?
Well, all the information we have so far is encouraging. We have seen initial claims today. Yesterday, there was another report, the ADP report, suggesting an expansion of payrolls close to 100,000. The stock market that many sees as a leading indicator is up. So we are confident, knocking on wood, we may be around a turnaround for this job market that has been lagging for too long a time.
And as we see that happen and we see recovery in the housing market and we see the market, as we said, the stock market at record highs right now, what concerns do you have about the economy going forward?
Well, there are two question marks. The first one is the obvious, the situation in Washington, D.C., and the policy uncertainty surrounding tax hikes, spending cuts, the grand bargain, the sequestration. Right. The other one is, once again, coming from Europe. We have a very complicated political situation in Italy. Italy may be a game changer for the financial crisis over there, and it might become the source of financial uncertainty and instability even in the United States. So that's something that we need to monitor very closely.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.